Of course, despite the fact that we've seen cases rise, markets continue their churn to set new record highs to wrap up the year, raising questions about what investors might need to watch for in 2022. And for more on that, I want to get things kicked off here with Greg Swenson. Brigg McAdam, founding partner, joins us here again. And Greg, good to chat with you today. I mean, when we're looking at it and looking at your notes, it looks like you're in the camp that says the Fed's a little bit behind the eight ball here and kind of catching up with where the market was and expectations for rate hikes next year. What is the advice there, I guess, and how investors should be investing around that take if we do expect inflation to persist?
Zach, good to be here again. Nice to be here in a holiday week where things are a little more quiet. But look, I think what's not changed is the focus on inflation. That's the biggest risk. These market opportunities with Omicron or whatever, whatever the next variant will be, those are just buying opportunities. I thought it was a huge overreaction last month or earlier this month. Those first few days after the announcements over the weekend, and now we're seeing, as Anjali mentioned, the data coming out of South Africa and here in the UK, where I am, is pretty reassuring. So those are opportunities. I'm not worried about COVID at this point. I think we're past the worst phase of that, but we have inflation now, and that's something that we have to keep our eyes on. So you mentioned the Fed has changed their tone, but as I mentioned in my notes, it's too little too late, or potentially too late. They're still by most measures quite dovish, even with ending or the tapering of the bond purchases, as well as the market pricing in three hikes next year. Even with three hikes of 25 basis points each, you'll still have dramatically negative real rates. And so, I wouldn't call that, a hawkish Fed. I mean, maybe their tone has changed a little bit. And I think they've definitely, they've stopped using the word transitory. I think they've all but admitted that they missed this, or they did admit it, that they've missed inflation and they've under anticipated it, or underestimated, I should say. But I think that we need to keep an eye on inflation. It's not going away anytime soon.
Hey, Greg, Brian Chung here. So is your kind of investing thesis for 2022 then to fight the Fed? Because I noted in your note that there might be some ways that you can actually hedge against inflation, and the forecast that you kind of laid out there suggests that maybe the Fed won't be able to handle it. So what's the play there?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, look, it's never fight the Fed. And I've been wrong, this year in my skepticism about the economy and the markets. But I think that it's changing. That whole outlook is changing. I think people are coming around to the fact that inflation is here and it's a concern. But I'd stay risk on, because the Fed, as I said, is still very accommodative and quite dovish by most historical measures with negative real rates. So, don't fight the Fed. Stay long risk right now. Risk is still on. Stay long equities. Definitely take advantage of opportunities to buy. Keep a little cash for the dips when there's the next Omicron. But I would say risk on for the next, the first half of the year. And then as we get into second quarter, keep an eye on inflation. And more importantly than the actual inflation is whether the Fed decides to pivot, whether they decide to accelerate. And that's quite a risk for the markets and quite a risk for the economy as well. So, so it's just something to keep an eye on. So, again, I'm with you. Don't fight the Fed, but keep an eye on it, because the Fed could change their tune. They've done it once already. The market, basically is pricing in perfection from Fed policy. And, even when they changed their tone in the last few weeks, months, that, the market didn't really get spooked by that. The 10-year is still hovering around 1.5. We haven't seen a huge spike in rates. And the markets have done, as we all know on your show, that markets have done really well here. So I'd say stay with it. Don't change any plans in terms of allocations in the near term, but just keep an eye on it. And I'm thinking the second half might be a time where you stay long the cyclicals and banks, financials, energy, the companies that can take advantage of either higher rates or higher commodity prices, but at the same time maybe get a little more defensive and look to some sectors that are still cheap, like healthcare in the U.S.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if our viewers are listening and hearing, all right, inflation is going to be a problem, continue to run hot, and buy the dips, they might be inclined to, I don't know, lean into Bitcoin. And that's another area you've been saying, yeah, be long Bitcoin. I'm not so convinced that really the inflation argument there has been a driver of the price action we've seen in Bitcoin, but, you know, still nonetheless ending the year on an up note. So what is the thesis there?
Zach, I mean, you're right that it's not been, you know, purely correlated to inflation or rates. You know, I think in the long term, it very much is an inflation hedge, and I think we'll do well as you see more inflation and more debasement of the currency, which is really the driving force, or one of the driving forces on Bitcoin, is the money printing. So, but absolutely, in the last year especially, it's been much more correlated to other markets. It's become more of a risk asset, and you see it trade up and down with other risk assets, especially equities. So I think, you know, that it's not perfectly correlated like it was designed to be. But I think once the fast money comes out, once it's adapted more by institutional investors, and that's obviously happened quite a bit this year, you'll see it more as a long-term inflation hedge and not as much of a speculative asset, which it is trading like right now, for sure.
Greg Swenson, Brig McAdam, founding partner, thanks so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys.